How do we wrap our brains around remote learning? And if we want to get better at it, what are some resources that we can check out over the summer so we can be ready to go in the fall? Well, I've got a great free resource that I want to share with you today. Episode 181 starts right now.
I'm Jethro Jones from Transformative Principal, a proud member of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts. Make sure you check out the other great podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com and get ready because the learning begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. I know so many of us were thrust into remote learning this spring, and we at first had to kind of hit the emergency button and try to figure out how we were going to survive basically to the next day. Like, what were we going to have our students do when remote learning started right away? And then once we got through that, it was time to think of what's this going to look like for the rest of this week and then even for the rest of this year. And so now that a lot of us are starting to wrap up this spring, this surprising sort of twisting and turning, trying to make the best that we can spring. Now that we've got that under our belt, we're starting to think about what we might do if we have to go back to this. You know, let's say that there's some remote learning that happens in the fall, or if we have to go to kind of a hybrid model, or if we've got to, you know, continue to do this remote learning longer than we expect. We're still trying to figure all of that out. Well, I created this free resource. I've been thinking a lot about remote learning and pulling from a lot of the things that I've written about in the past, and wanted to make something for you just in hopes that it would help out. And so I've created this free online course called Remote Learning 101, totally, totally free. And so you can go check it out by going to ditch.teachable.com. That's ditch, D-I-T-C-H, dot teachable, T-E-A-C-H-A-B-L-E, dot com. And once you're there, you can get enrolled for this Remote Learning 101 course. It is completely self-paced. So if you want to sign up for it and you don't have the time to, you know, work on it every single day right now, that's totally fine. You can go ahead and get signed up and then just do it kind of at your leisure. But all of the modules are out there and they're all ready to be tackled whenever you're ready to get to them. And so within the course, there are 14 different modules on a wide variety of topics related to remote learning. And so some of them have to do with creating lessons. Some of them have to do with getting your workflow set up. Some of them have to do with connecting with your students. Then there's also providing for them when they don't have internet, providing for them when their internet is not very good. Just a lot of those things that we've been trying to figure out. And so each one of the modules also comes with come with these PDF planning guides. And so with those, what you can do is you can print them out, you can mark on them digitally. There's also a Google Slide. Students. And so if you're interested in checking this out, again, you can go to ditch.teachable.com to get signed up. It also does include a certificate of completion for 3 hours of professional development credit. So once you're done with the course, you can fill out a form and it'll send you a certificate with your name on it that you can print out or that you can email to your school leadership to hopefully get some professional development credit for having taken it. So again, that's the Remote Learning 101 course. See, it's been like more than a month since I talked to you last, and I've been cranking out some fun stuff here, some cool stuff, and I just feel like I've got to get you caught up on all of it. So I almost feel bad that these first two episodes since I've come back, they almost feel like they're a pitch, but at least with this one, it was for something that's free. So, you know, that's all good and everything. So anyway, I think I've got all of my new big things out of the way now, and we can get back to regular podcast episodes after this. So anyway, I'm super thankful to have you as a subscriber and to listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.